trying to find a permanent solution to block Asian carp. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Asian carp have been making their way up the Mississippi and Illinois rivers toward the Great Lakes for decades. A coalition of U.S. and Canadian mayors says the solution is to physically separate the Great Lakes Basin from the Mississippi River system forever. In other words, they want to completely stop the flow of water between the two systems to permanently block carp from swimming up into Lake Michigan and stop any kind of invader from moving between the basins. A new report out today outlines how that massive separation might happen. Tim Eater is the executive director of the Great Lakes Commission. His group put out the report along with the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative. The report identifies three different places on the Chicago waterway system where a physical separation could be put in place.
Putting some sheet piling, some metal and earth and concrete in the river to make a dam, basically.
But the man-made system of canals in the Chicago area has been in place for a century. Eater says there are a lot of people who depend on the waterway system as it is now.
The river in Chicago now serves some really important purposes for managing floodwaters, for dealing with wastewater, and for transportation. Commercial transportation depends on that waterway. So our options propose solutions to maintain and even enhance all of those existing important uses of the waterway.
Physical separation would not be cheap. The report estimates the different options could cost between $3 billion and $9.5 billion. Tim Eater says the construction of a barrier is at least 10 years away. Some scientists worry Asian carp could be established in Lake Michigan by then. This is the Environment Report. A legal battle over a golf course built partially on dune land in Benton Harbor might have ended this month. Lindsay Smith reports a ruling handed down by the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals comes 4 years after the first lawsuit was filed.
90 acres of land along the Lake Michigan shore were donated nearly a century ago to the city of Benton Harbor for public recreation. It's called Jean Glock Park. In 2008, city leaders agreed to lease a quarter of the park to a nonprofit developer known as Harbor Shores. The developer converted the land into three holes of a Jack Nicklaus golf course. A group of citizens filed a federal lawsuit claiming environmental rules were violated when the golf course was built. They believe the violations are egregious enough that the lease should be renegotiated or terminated. Terry Lodge represents the group of citizens who brought the federal case. He notes that the lease between the city and Harbor Shores acknowledges the possibility that the course could be restored to natural dunes and beaches.
It says that if the deal ever falls through or Harbor Shores runs out of money or something, that they will restore the park to, and I don't know how they would exactly do this, but they would restore the park to what it formerly was.
But the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals issued a ruling last week that said because the golf course is already built, the judges cannot really do anything about it. Jeff Knoll is president of Harbor Shores.
At every level of the court system, the courts have overwhelmingly ruled in our favor, and I hope that helps make people feel better that we have adhered to a fair, open, and honest legal system to review what has been done in the past.
Knoll says the golf course and surrounding housing development will provide a long-term economic boost to a city that's desperate for jobs. The group could appeal the federal ruling to the U.S. Supreme Court. They have less than 2 months to make that decision. For the Environment Report, I'm Lindsay Smith.
And that's the Environment Report for today. I'm Rebecca Williams.